A what?
A rose comb lighted knot.
Yeah.
You know what that is. And the thing run by me and I threw it at it and knocked it down. It lay there. I thought it was dead. That's why it got up. I dreaded to get out that dew there barefooted. Go bring them calves up.
That was a nasty chore. And cleaning out the fireplaces too, right?
Well, that wasn't too bad. All you had to do was get you an old bucket. Maybe take a shovel or something, go down. When there was no fire in it, do them outside. Have a certain place to put your ashes. Amazing. Sometime in the spring of the year where you had that ash bed day, we'll scatter them out good and plant you some pumpkins there. Make the fire, got a pumpkin back out there in the yard, that's come off. My boys got a camp down Pearl River here now. And outside the camp there where they burn all the trash, it's an ash bed. I went down there back in the spring and I planted two hills of pumpkins. One of them laying out in the backyard now.
That's a good thing. I like those. I love to eat
pumpkin
pie.
That thing right on it can make the best pumpkin pie of anybody in this country.
I supposed to make pumpkin pie today, but I didn't.
Trouble is, she'll make me a pumpkin pie and somebody come along, she give it to her, and I never get none of the pie.
Oh, don't worry, you can take care of it. You got a whole lot of grandchildren and great grandchildren, and they like it, and you give it to them. I do.
Now, this room, your wife told me when you built it, it had, this house had how many rooms originally?
Three rooms.
Just what?
Huh?
What rooms had a
kitchen?
Well, that there was a, you see up here on this ceiling there, you can tell. That's where the other room was over there. And down over here was this porch. Porch went on just like the front yard went on.
When the first built it. When the first built it, had three little rooms and a little porch on this front part here.
Yeah. Well, the paper mill went on strike when I was out of work. And I got a bunch of my friends and neighbors to come help me. I got the lumber and material. So we extended it out. Pretty nice room. Used to have a good bit of entertainment in here. Once my neighbors, once we get in here, I'd play my fiddle, they'd pick the guitars and just have a big time. I enjoyed it.
Did you ever play those things in your mouth?
French harp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I got one.
Or the ones that would?
Yeah, Jew's harp. I haven't seen one of them. My daddy used to play one of them. My daddy played French harp. A Jew's harp. I haven't seen a Jew's harp in a long time. But I keep a French harp there in my fiddle box to tune my fiddle with.
The labor unions caught on here pretty good, didn't they? Were you in the union?
Yeah, I joined the union before they made a supervisor out of it.
Mm-hmm. They did pretty well in Bogalusa?
Union?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that town. That town's pretty well organized. Got a good union up there. Sometime I think the union is kind of